You're on Texas Standard Time.
Our top story comes from the Alamo City, an upset as an incumbent mayor running for re-election is toppled for the first time in two decades by a 55-45 margin, no less. Ivy Taylor, the city's first female African-American mayor, is out. City Councilman Ron Nirenberg, soon to be sworn in as mayor of San Antonio on Wednesday, June 21st. Mayor-elect Nirenberg joins us now. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good morning, David.
A lot of people said you were crazy for taking on an incumbent mayor and giving up what many saw was a sure thing, re-election to your council seat. Why'd you do it?
Well, you know, over the last couple of years, we've seen some great momentum of our city that we experienced under Mayors Hardberger and Castro really come to a crawl. And we have an extraordinary opportunity in a growing city in South Central Texas to make our mark in the world while also taking care of our own residents and ensuring that we have a high quality of life that accommodates the kind of growth that we're experiencing. And, you know, I decided to run for mayor based on the fact that many people wanted to see better from our city in terms of policymaking, and they made their voices clear on Saturday.
Now, it's my understanding that you've already started to think about this first 100 days, the sort of administration, people who you want to have close to you now. First 100 days, you're thinking transportation, perhaps?
Yeah, and, you know, it's not lost on me that the transportation discussion is a generational one. So, you know, you think about the first 100 days, what's important? Well, we have to get the city on a glide path for success on modern transportation. One of the big knocks on San Antonio right now is that we are ill-equipped to accommodate the kind of growth that we're experiencing.
Well, are you talking about roads? Are you talking about airport or what exactly?
Well, we're talking about everything. From a commuter standpoint inside the city of San Antonio, we're talking about, of course, expanding roadway capacity, but building a modern and mass transit-oriented transportation system, which we do not have. And we can't wait another generation to have this discussion. We need to get on a path for bringing a voter-approved mass transit system to the city of San Antonio. That's something I look forward to beginning the work on. The other place where we're experiencing great stress and growth, and this is not unique to San Antonio, mm-hmm. is cost of living. We need a comprehensive and compassionate housing policy that addresses issues that we're experiencing with regard to gentrification and displacement. Affordability has been one of the strengths of San Antonio, and we're seeing that, you know, disappear, not just in San Antonio, but cities across the state and across the country. We need to have a housing policy that addresses issues of affordability and allows us to confidently reinvest in communities that have been here for decades while not pushing people out.
I want to get back to that housing policy momentarily, but, you know, in this race, there was a lot of attention focused on the fact that your opponent, Ivy Taylor, opponent in this runoff, had opposed a move for San Antonio to join a lawsuit that was brought by several Texas cities challenging the anti-immigration bill, SB4. Do you think that was a tipping point in this race? Do you think that cost her votes?
You know, it may have been a wash because, you know, there's people on both sides of this issue. It's a very divisive issue. But one thing that
but you supported this lawsuit.
I did. And so I think that one thing is clear, the way we ran our campaign is that we were going to reject the politics of division within our city, and we're going to respect everyone, regardless of when they got here or what part of the town they live in. Everyone deserves respect and fairness. And you know, SB4 was a bad law before it was signed. It's a bad law after it was signed. And we are now going to work within our democratic system of checks and balances on the next steps of challenging this law. And we can't be shy about that, but we certainly stand on important values and also have public safety on our side. This was a bad law for law enforcement as well, and we're looking forward to seeing quick resolution to it.
Well, Mr. Mayor-elect, you mentioned housing, and I was thinking, let's see, one of your predecessors, Mayor Julian Castro, was tapped by Barack Obama to be a housing secretary. Going back even further, you had another San Antonio mayor, Henry Cisneros, who got tapped for a cabinet post, and I believe it was HUD under Bill Clinton. This is a seat that can launch a national career, and I'm hearing you talking about housing. You thinking along those lines yet? Maybe something national?
My sights are firmly set on the city of San Antonio. I've talked a lot about being independent. I'm not affiliated with a party. I view that as a strength these days.
I'm going to have to ask you this question. I got a chance to meet you at the Texas Tribune Festival, and so you came across to me as a pretty down-to-earth guy. So forgive the impertinence here, but I hear that you have a tattoo on your inner forearm and that it's a it's a can of spinach.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, that I got that when I was in graduate school. It was a reminder of the importance for me of hard work. People who know me know I used to be a competitive strength athlete. It was always a reminder to me of why I was doing it. Oh, and also when I was growing up, one of my heroes was Popeye. and it was also a symbolism of my eternal youth, I guess you could say.
Ron Nirenberg, he's strong to the finish, as they say. and
right.
They also call him the mayor-elect of the city of San Antonio. Congratulations on your election victory, and we look forward to having a chance to chat with you sometime in the not-too-distant future, mayor-elect.
Likewise, anytime, David. Really appreciate the opportunity.